You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Well, Ian Kinsler comes to camp coming off a Gold Glove campaign, one which, you know, he arguably deserved it for the last few years, but he finally got it. It's interesting to watch him because you're talking about a guy maintaining really a standard of defense at second base in his mid-30s. And shows no signs of slowing down. He led the Tigers in wins above replacement last year, the position players. He's got a decent shot to do it again this year, and he's going into a free agent year potentially, assuming that, you know, if the Tigers don't pick up his option for 2018. So I'm going to be interested to watch. The longer he's here, the more you sense that the Tigers really gravitate around him and go off his direction, his energy, his intensity, and his knowledge of the game. So he's really a vital part, and I think how he does and how he feels is gonna say a lot for whether this club sinks or swims this year. Talking with Cabrera the other day, he feels a particular sadness over the passing of Mike Ilitch because they were so close over the years. You have to remember, Mike Ilitch, you know, was the driving force behind the trade that brought Cabrera here 9 years ago. And he signed him to two very lucrative contract extensions to ensure that he was going to spend the bulk of his career in a Tigers uniform. So talking with Cabrera, he really wants to make one more run at trying to win one for Mike Ilitch, even though it would be in his memory at this point. And he's still an elite hitter, even as he heads into his mid-30s. He's coming off a year in which, you know, he showed the power. His average took a little bit of a dip, but only by his standards. I wouldn't be surprised if we saw some of those numbers flip a little bit. I think there's a better batting average there, especially, you know, if he stays healthy and can leg out some hits. I know it's kind of odd to talk about with Miggy, but there is that component given his ability to make consistent contact. The home runs might take a dip. I think you expect more the power to dip as a player like that ages, but that opposite field swing, that doesn't desert you. And I think his hand-eye coordination is still, you know, really at the top of his game and maybe among, you know, the best you see in Major League Baseball right now. Center field is up for grabs. Talked with Brad Ausmus about that the last few days. It's really wide open, and you have four, maybe even five candidates competing for it. The way the roster shakes up, you suspect that the most likely scenario is a platoon between Mikey Matuk and Tyler Collins, a righty-lefty thing. But you still have hotshot prospect Jacoby Jones there, who's probably going to get the job sooner or later. Maybe he beats the timetable with a solid spring. You still have Anthony Gose, who was kind of long forgotten when he got sent down last summer once Cameron Maybin was ready. Ended up all the way down in Double-A. After the situation with Lloyd McClendon on Toledo. But he's still fast, he still covers ground in center field, and you look to see whether he's grown up from what happened over the last year or so. And you even have a guy like Omar Infante. It's interesting to watch Omar Infante come back. He was an all-star as a super utility guy, including being able to cover center field. He became a full-time second baseman, both, you know, here and in Kansas City. He's back fighting for a utility role, but he's still an athletic enough guy in his mid-30s that you could see him covering ground in center. So it's hard to rule out a guy like that even. So it's, you know, all those guys are going to be around for the bulk of the spring. You're not talking about World Baseball Classic candidates here. So it'll be interesting to see them compete and interesting to see who gets playing time, even as the spring goes along here, who they want to see get a look. Well, Fulmer wants to, because he's not competing for a job this spring, he wants to put himself in a position where he's peaking in terms of his pitching at the end of camp rather than the middle. So he's kind of altered some stuff there. He's done some agility work. He's worked on fastball command. He really wants to be able to locate the fastball low and on the outside corner to kind of keep it away. He announced the influence of Justin Verlander and what he was able to do with fastball command in that outer portion last year. Fulmer wants to build off of that, and he also wants to anticipate how hitters are going to adjust to him now that you've got a year's worth of video and a year's worth of scouting reports on him to kind of react. You've got Daniel Norris and Matt Boyd, two guys who, while they didn't begin the season in rotation, ended up playing huge roles down the stretch. It's really, you can argue that the Tigers wouldn't have gotten as close to a playoff spot as they did if not for what those guys did in August and September, because that was when Anibal Sanchez was still trying to find himself, Jordan Zimmerman was on the DL again, and Mike Pelfrey was kind of searching for his stuff. Now you fast forward, Zimmerman's got a spot short up if he's healthy, but you now have Sanchez and Pelfrey competing for jobs. Both are under guaranteed contracts this year, the final guaranteed seasons of their deals. Both are trying to rediscover lost stuff. Both say they feel healthy. Pelfrey in particular says that he feels different after losing about 25 to 30 pounds of the offseason, which is going to be interesting to watch how that impacts his pitching. Sanchez says his rotator cuff feels fine after it bothered him off and on last year. But they weren't the guys who got you to within a game of the wild card spot last season. So it's, you know, there's going to be some tough decisions that have to be made, both competitively and financially. And it's something where I think the front office, led by Al Avila, is bracing themselves for having to go in a tough direction one way or the other. Either holding a young guy down, or you might have to swallow some money to either trade a guy or just set him free. Well, you got the left-handed bat, which is big. You know, they wanted the guy to help balance out James McCann, who struggled mightily against right-handed hitters. He's got some ways to go there. But also, you have a guy who knows this pitching staff by and large. Yeah, he didn't catch Fulmer very much of it all, but he wasn't around for that. But he obviously knows Verlander. They have a special relationship there. He knows Zimmerman from afar. He knows Anibal Sanchez. He knows the kids because they came over in the trades the summer of his last season in Detroit. So there, you don't have as much of a learning curve with him. And he's a guy who's got a reputation of being able to call a good game. He's not going to embarrass you defensively. He knows how to put himself in a position to throw guys out. So all in all, if you can get some left-handed power from him, it's a pretty good pickup. And a guy who, while he's not going to be a star for you, he's going to be able to fill out your roster quite nicely. He fits logically into the picture of this roster.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.